This meeting to order. I'd like to call the February 15th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. It's 10:02 in the morning and the meeting is held at 610 East Highway 60 in Payson and 1400 East Ash Street in Globe. Would you please stand and Terry, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. TC, would you call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mickey Nye?
Present.
Bill Marshall?
Present.
Mary Lou Myers?
Here.
Randy Slapnicka? Travis Holder?
Here.
Terry Ott?
Here.
Lori Brown?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number four of the agenda is the review and approval of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing for January 18th, 2018. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
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 I will entertain a motion with regards to the minutes then.
I approve we accept the minutes as recorded.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Travis has seconded. Mary Lou has made the motion and Travis has seconded the approval of the minutes for January 18th. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number five on the agenda, Director and Planner Communications, Bob and Scott.
I have nothing, sir.
Thank you. Neither does Bob. We'll open it up for a public hearing then. Item number six on the agenda is a CUP 1801, Taylor Candland SBA, an application to allow the increase of a cellular tower from a height from 150 feet to 162 feet for parcel 304-37-009B, located in the area of Jake's Corner at 46497 North Highway 188, Payson, Arizona, currently zoned GU, general unclassified. If approved, this request will become effective in 30 days after the approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. Bob?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. I need to stand up to get closer to that mic, I think, don't I? Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. As you recall, this was an application that came before all you guys a while back. And the reason it was tabled at that time, not tabled, but put aside, was because they didn't have the property owner's approval on it. So we told them they need to have the application completed and come back to us at that time, which now they do. They do have the property owner's concurrence with this. The purpose of the application is simply to allow a 12-foot extension on an existing tower that's out there. The tower right now is 150 feet. This extension will make it 162 feet. This is gonna allow them to add a dish and new antennas onto the tower and plus deal with a line of sight issue or next with, I guess, a line of sight to connect with other dishes out there. This tower is located in the Jake's Corner area. The existing tower was approved back in 2001, had several conditions applied to it at that time, that it would be located as shown on the plan, which is not an issue now, seeing that it's already there, that outdoor lighting will be hooded or shielded, that the facility be secure and vandal-proof, that they meet all federal and state requirements. If a generator is to be used, they'll muffler that generator to not create any noise problems, and that the project must address all applicable building regulations. Staff recommendation on this is to approve the conditional use permit as submitted, with those same conditions that were on there in 2001 still being applicable, and that they get their necessary building permits. Any questions, I'll be more than glad to try to answer.
I got one, Bob.
Yeah.
You said 10 feet, but it says 12 feet on our
12 feet. Did I say that? Okay. I'm sorry. 12 feet is what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're clear.
Thank you.
Yep.
Lori, Mary Lou, any questions up there? Other than Lori's the property owner.
I don't have questions, but I do want to speak.
All right.
Okay, Chairman, we also have the applicant here.
All right. Anybody from the commission have any more questions of Bob?
No, I don't.
No.
All right. Any questions from the commission?
I would like to say something.
Go ahead, please.
I am the owner of the property, Lori Brown, and I sit on the commission, so I won't be voting on this. The reason why I had stopped it before is because they didn't have my permission to put it on there, and I researched it. I kind of feel like, and I went to the county and I kind of got a roundabout thing, is that I was paying taxes on what their improvements are. And at first they said I was, and then they said I was, and then they went back and forth. So it's fine with me if they raise it, and I do not get any money from this. And I want everybody to be clear of that, but I won't be voting when we vote. Since it is my property.
Bob has something.
One more thing that I wanted just to add to it. In the staff report there, I did say something about the fall zone for the tower. We've been told by several engineers already that a tower normally falls in on itself. In other words, rather than fall down like that, it falls down like that. You know, how true that is, I'm not exactly certain, but that's what we've been told. That's why we didn't worry about the fall zone before. Right now, this is closer to the property line than we would like to see it, but the whole tower is the whole tower, and this is not going to significantly affect that. Okay, that's all.
All right. Then we'll open it up to the public with the folks from Taylor Candlin like to speak.
One up here.
I just need their name and address.
Thank you.
Taylor Candlin with SBA Communications. I have nothing to say. I just appreciate your time, and if there's any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions for this gentleman?
Thank you.
Scott had something?
No.
Okay.
No, Mr. Chair.
Then we'll close the... Anybody else have something they'd like to talk about on this?
You don't have to call.
All right, then we'll close the public hearing. I would take a motion on item number 6 on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I so move that we approve item number 6, CUP-18-01, Taylor Candlin /SBA.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Bill Marshall has made the motion and Terry Ott has seconded that we approve item number 6 on the agenda, CUP-18-01, Taylor Candlin SBA. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Lori, you abstained?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Item number 7 on the agenda is the adjournment.
Can I have that motion?
Yes, you may. Lori made the motion that we adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got everybody second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Lori, here's the plan.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes? We are now adjourned at 10:11. I appreciate everybody's coming. Thank you very much.